The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
So tell us, did this lead to mixed dancing? What was it?
Well, let's just put everything into perspective. So yesterday we spoke about Smotrich, Bezalel Smotrich. He is the transport minister, and we thought that he was going to get a big kick out of the Knesset yesterday.
He did.
And this is largely due to a few things, and one of that is the situation which you have just mentioned, that Israel's Supreme Court has ruled that an event scheduled to be held in Afula for the ultra-Orthodox cannot be segregated. So Smotrich, being the, well, we'll call it tactful man that he is, launched an attack at Netanyahu and his government, and also at the court, not just for what he sees as Netanyahu's handling of the Temple Mount and closure of the Temple Mount over Tisha B'Av, which also coincided with Eid al-Adha, but also because Bezalel believes that Israel should be governed by religious law, and he thinks that this is given into what he calls the fundamentalist secular people.
All right. So,
he did get a verbal smackdown.
Okay, hold on a second.
And there will be some pizza, but they might be dancing.
All right. Can I just ask you something? As I've understood it, I didn't read up on the story beforehand. I like to hear the news that you bring as our listeners hear it, right? So, as I understand it, this was an ultra-Orthodox or a Haredi event that would be attended by Haredim. And the Haredim are the people who very, very strictly observe the gender separation. Right, they have a mechitza, they have a separation between men and women, and women dance on their side of this mechitza, and men dance on the other side. Is that correct?
I think you're absolutely correct.
So then, why have the government got involved in this if it's a democracy?
Ah, now there's the question. I think it's because of, and this is my opinion, I think this is because of the type of personality that Smotrich is. And it's also because Afula faced criticism a couple of weeks ago over allegations that a park in the city was closed to anybody who wasn't a resident. And it was taken by some that Palestinians or Arabs weren't allowed to come to the park. So I think it's several issues that are at play here. I think that there's a very concerted effort not to seem as discriminatory. Even I think you are absolutely 100% correct. This is an event for the Haredim, who will behave as befits their beliefs and their tradition. And I think it also has a lot to do with the type of personality that Smotrich is. He's not a popular member of Knesset. He's not a popular figure in Israel, and I think this could also be the court, you know, pre-election, trying to also assert their authority over him. There's a lot of battle at the moment as to how far you can push religious rule in Israel.
Quite ironic. I'm quite gobsmacked at the irony of it. Aren't you so?
It is ironic, and it does raise a very, very interesting
question. Was it a municipal venue, Rolien? Was that perhaps the issue, that it was a government-owned venue?
Why would that be an issue? Because
much like there is a divorce of religion and state in the states, and you can't have prayer in school, and you can't just... Why should women be discriminated against in Israel because a group of extremist Jews believe that that's the right thing to do? It's not a Torah state.
Nobody says extremist Jews.
It's not Iran.
We're talking about Haredim. We're not talking about extremist Jews.
I think if they want to do it privately, they're entitled to do as they wish.
Okay, so let's just find out from Rolien. Rolien, where was the event and what was it?
It was to be held in a public place.
That's the
and
issue.
And perhaps this is why I think it's the court, and I think it's the municipality trying to be as cautious as possible. Also, given the current climate that we're in, where the world, and I'm going to say it out there, guys, has become very, very, very sensitive to gender issues. However, as Kathy says, this is a particular sector of society, and this is how that particular sector of society choose to observe, choose to observe the laws of tzniut or modesty. And I think it makes for a very, very interesting debate.
So, Rolene, I just find this is the irony, because maybe I'm the only one who's getting the irony, is that Israel is the only democracy in that region, correct?
We have to think so.
Okay. Everybody in Israel who is a citizen of Israel, Arabs, Jews, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Christian, or whether you are Jewish, you have rights.
Yes, but not correct. You don't have the right to discriminate.
Hold on, Sam. Let me finish. You don't have the right to discriminate, right? So, so they have actually, in the name of politics, and in the name of being democratic, they have discriminated against the Haredi community. Nobody else was going to the event.
That's a very good,
Nobody else wanted to go.
To see if the Haredi community approached the Supreme Court and say, this is discriminating against us. And I think this is a fascinating story, and it really lends to very, very interesting debate. And I also think it's cracked down from the government to try and put a very, very controversial figure, a very, very divisive figure, like Smotrich, to kind of reel him in a little bit as we approach the elections next month.
Very interesting. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. 34519, that's the SMS line. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. Perhaps I'm just completely wrong. And if I am, I'd love to know. Why don't you tell me? I'd love to know. I'm not going to be offended. I just want to try and understand this. Because sometimes it seems that the people who are discriminated against the most in Israel are actually religious Jews. That's my opinion. Simon is obviously
But that's the fun about this, is that we can.
No, well, we want to know what you think, so you let us know. All right, Rolene, let's move on, because we're out of time.
We want to talk about binary options. It's interesting, because Kathy and I were talking about this just a few days ago, and I ran away from the subject because I didn't know what a binary option was. The Israelis have been arrested left, right, and center for this binary option stuff, Rolene. What's the story?
Okay, so it is a story that's caused a lot of controversy. There have been a number of binary option firms that have been operating in Israel. And about a year and a half ago, the Times of Israel published an expose on binary options companies. And basically, what it is it's a type of, and I don't know the exact ins and outs, but it's a type, it's basically trying to get people to buy shares, to invest. A lot of these companies are not licensed to do this, and it's resulted in ordinary people around the world losing a lot of money. And it's Israel, under pressure from international governments, have clamped down on these binary option companies. They are still operative in other parts of the world, but you know, for these purposes, we're talking Israel. And a lot of these companies are operating fraudulently and of giving financial advice without licenses. So Israel has been clamping down big time, very, very seriously, on anybody who has been running a binary options company. There was a big story regarding B.L. Buzz in the news last week. She was arrested on running a binary options company. Basically, they scam artists. And today it was announced that the state prosecutor will indict a company called Gal Media Trade, which has been operating as iTrader. They will indict them on a series of charges, including aggravated fraud. I don't know what the aggravated part actually pertains to. Maybe somebody can help me out. And giving investment advice without a license. So the company that was in existence for 3 years and had thousands of clients and hundreds of millions of shekels in trade is now facing a serious indictment. And this is not just going to affect the CEO or owners, but also senior staff members. It's the message is getting out there that this kind of blatant fraud, some would even call it stealing from people, is just not going to be tolerated.
Right, Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it today. Say bye-bye to Simon, because Simon is going to be traveling for the next 2 weeks.
Two and a bit weeks. Yeah. I'm going to go a tour in the footsteps of Rolene Marks.
What is that? I don't know. It depends. Where have my wild shot feet been?
They've been to the UK. Well, they've been to London. I'm not sure they were in Edinburgh, but they were certainly in London. So I'll go to all the spots that you pictured and Instagrammed and Facebooked and whatever it was.
But it's okay, because he said he's bringing us lovely Scottish whiskies, and he's bringing me some cashmere and maybe a scarf or two.
I thought you asked for a Scotsman. Wasn't that the agreement?
Now we're talking.
Rolene Marks, you did not just say that.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, the Scotsman thing was like not for on air.
Was it not? Oops.
Okay, I'm joking. Cheers, Rolene. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks. We'll catch up with her tomorrow.